of only one of the first three articles that we're considering, can we say with certainty that it is intentionally propagandistic because of its layers of duplicity. The one titled Trade-offs Are Price of Faster Growth by Neil Irwin. For one, it pretends to be going up against Trump when we the people are the actual opponent. And not just because Mr. Trump is a husk they can disregard, but because managing us is the whole game. The article tells us that productivity is a quote-unquote paradox, but is silent about its global nature, that it's designed to remove us from our self-sufficiency by concentrating wealth in few hands, and so is designed to produce, and increasingly so, global immiseration. If we want, this is a quote from the article, if we want living standards to rise over time, we need productivity to rise, he says. But the connection between productivity, continuing with him, but the connection between productivity gains and higher incomes can take time. They hope they can snow us beyond this generation and make it moot from the perspective of us getting our freedom, can take time to play out. Unquote. It pretends to be an economic lesson in layman's language, repeating phrases that pretend to simplify the matter, but actually achieve the opposite effect. He says economic growth can happen in two ways. In two ways, more hours are worked, or more economic output is generated from each hour of labor. And the surest way to increase the number of hours worked is to allow more immigration, unquote. Showing discretion, he forbore to mention power's preferred direction, a straight up slave system, using which increased productivity is but a few licks of whip away. Continuing. He says more people can make more stuff. That is the simple, brutal math behind GDP, he says. And it's the other central challenge of reconciling Mr. Trump's economic growth ambitions with his other policy priorities. So you see my point. It is we who are targeted with this pro-immigration message. Not that I am not. I'm saying we have to understand their strategy. We are the target of their propaganda, always, always. And once you recognize that it's propagandistic, you recognize, then you can sort of unpack what it is they're trying to manipulate in our thought process. And continuing, this is the challenge, he says, for Mr. Trump, reconciling his growth ambitions with his other policy priorities. So he's talking about immigration. By extension, the more people there are in the United States with a desire to work, the higher the nation's economic output will be, unquote. I.e., specifically, his message is, we need immigrants on whose low status the knowledge, well, actually, this isn't the way they would put it. We need immigrants on whose low status the knowledge sectors can rest. And in general, we, the power guys, can't inflate unless you are drained, can't grow unless you don't. This is not a paradox. This is parasitism. Or there are other thing they're saying to us, the tighter you fasten those bolts, the more secure you'll be in your cage called the economy, leaving us free to get rid of you responsibly, which means EMF, not concentration camps, means much less need for an ungainly number of catastrophic events. We're all about the aesthetic of it.